and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives at GatesFoundation.org.
You're listening to Weekend Edition Sunday on WNYC. Good morning. I'm Eddie Robinson. Museums have made great strides in making their collections accessible to visitors with disabilities. The Whitney recently introduced video tour blogs for the deaf featuring American Sign Language. And the Met hosts workshops that make art accessible to blind visitors through touch and other activities. But artist Busser Howell, who is blind, says museums could serve disabled visitors even better by reaching out.
It's a mistake for American museums not to have at least some sort of board that is made up of disabled people and to bounce ideas off of them rather than having sighted people assume what works for people with disabilities.
You can find more on Howell and his art at WNYC.org.
WNYC is supported by the New York Philharmonic. This Thanksgiving week, Alan Gilbert conducts the Philharmonic in two of Mozart's final symphonies.